FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Step back into 15th and 19th century Ireland at Bunratty Castle and Folk Park. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
Package now comes from Partey National School, a school which, as we have featured on this programme over the last little while, has been endeavouring to find the family of one Edward Lynch. Almost 103 years ago, the Corkman was killed in action whilst serving in World War One. Somehow, in recent years, his death plaque ended up appearing for sale on the internet auction website eBay and was snapped up by a teacher at Partey National School. That was Cathal Crowe. And over the last 6 months, he and his sixth class pupils have been leaving no stones unturned in tracking down Edward's descendants to return it to its rightful owners. Their efforts paid off, and yesterday, two of Edward's great nieces were in Partey to pick up the historic artefact. It was a special ceremony too. Our own James Mulhall was there to see the project come full circle.
The familiar words to Aaron Levine filled the packed-out church in Partey as the family of Edward Lynch were finally reunited with his death plaque from World War One. Edward was born in Cork in 1880 and was eager to follow into the family tradition of military work. He joined the Royal Munster Fusiliers and was deployed to Belgium during the First World War, where he sadly died on December 21st, 1914. The Partey National School History Project began late last year when their teacher Cathal Crowe, who also serves on Clare County Council, came across the death plaque on eBay. Aoife Malley and Joshua O'Donoghue explain.
Mr. Crowe saw a death plaque on eBay and it had the name Edward Lynch, and it was from the Munster Fusiliers. So we decided to buy it, but he was bidded out by someone else. But the person who was selling it decided to give it to Mr. Crowe because the other person was in South Africa, I believe. And he didn't want to leave Ireland, so he gave it to Mr. Crowe. And that's where the project started.
And what do you know about Edward Lynch then? So you obviously did a lot of research over the last few months.
We know that Edward Lynch had a sister called Lizzie, her real name's Elizabeth. He had a father called Jeremiah, and he had, I think, was it three brothers? And they were like four brothers, and some of them were half-brothers. And we're not really sure if he had a mother, because we never found that when we were researching it. So we're not really sure about that.
It must have been very exciting over the last few months when this all kind of started happening, when you found the family and everything.
Yeah, it was very, very exciting. It was a normal day, and then Mr. Crowe told us that someone rang him, which is Rita Hearn, who rang him, and she told him that she was the owner of the plaque.
Mr. Crowe himself explains how he came across the priceless artefact.
This one was interesting because it was related to a Munster soldier, and I said, you know, there's a fair chance now this could be a local guy. I'm going to buy it and research it, and, you know, we'll see where it takes us. At the time, and I think this is something I feel quite strong about, there was 50 or 60 of these on auction on eBay, and it's an awful thing to think that someone somewhere is auctioning off these precious relics, each one representing a dead man. I actually was outbid. Anyone who's been on eBay knows how it works, and at the last second I lost out in the bid, and the following day I got an email from the vendor to say that it was a South African person who had purchased it, and he wasn't happy for the medal to leave Ireland. So he said, I'm willing to offer it to you. So I was delighted and bought it, brought it into school, and the research work got underway.
And with the medal, and when you come across that online, is much coming with the story of it? Did you ever figure out how it got from the Lynch family to eBay?
No, we don't know. We'd love to know how it ends up there. But as of many things, you know, generations move on and houses get gutted and new people move in, and somewhere along the way this obviously fell out of the family's hands. They haven't seen this ever, actually.
And now it's back to the family's hands it goes. A lot of work was carried out over the past few months by the pupils, who downed their history books in favour of this project, determined to find the remaining members of the Lynch family. They eventually tracked down Edward's last known address in Cork City, only to discover the last Lynches left Dominic Terrace 15 years ago. However, they kept digging, and after publicising their campaign, they managed to track down two living relatives. Eileen Moore and Rita Hearn are great nieces of Edward.
Somebody had said to me there was something going on in Partey School, all right, and they gave me a phone number, and it was Cathal Crowe's phone number. I tried to contact him, and I couldn't get through to him. And then I rang three times, but apparently I couldn't get through. Anyway, to make a long story short, I was looking at the telly one day and these two pupils were on the telly and they were this life story of Edward Lynch. So I was saying, and they came to St. Dominic's Terrace and I said, God, that's my grandmother's house. So I kind of got excited then when I heard that. I said, he's a Lynch and definitely it's my grandmother's brother. And I never thought it would amount to such a big occasion as it is now. But it was wonderful really today to come down and see what work. I was admiring them, the children that put so much work in and effort into the project. You know, I thought they did very well.
It was a huge amount of work, like a lot of work went into today and I suppose over the last few months of the research and all. But I suppose before this came up, were you aware much of Edward's story or did you know much about it?
No, not really, no. We weren't really aware of him at all. We were aware of him, but not anything about the history and the story or anything, you know.
So it's kind of a learning curve for your family as well.
Absolutely, no. So we're totally immersed now and going to research the whole lot and follow up on what we've heard today and all the...
And I suppose to have the plaque back in the family now must mean a lot to you as well.
It does, because I have a lot of memorabilia of the Lynch family in my house at the moment. And it's nice to have something belonging to them, you know. My uncles, they were very involved in sport and all that kind of thing. And, you know, all these kind of medals and things, I used to keep them. I got them, actually.
My auntie was a great hurler, an international soccer player, got a cap for Ireland and played for the Bars and, you know. We're very proud of the Lynch name anyway, colourful, yeah. Absolutely.
A special ceremony was held in Partine Church yesterday to reunite the sisters with the plaque of their great uncle, which included a reenactment by the children of Edward's final days.
In the summer of 1914, I was called into the General's office in Kilworth Armingham and told that our battalion was soon to be moved to Aldershot, England, and I was to be promoted to rank of sergeant. I was proud.
Almost 103 years after his death, Edward's memorial plaque is finally back in his native county where it'll have pride of place in his great-niece's home. This is James Mulhall at Partine National School for Morning Focus.
And James, thank you very much for that report and a big congratulations and well done to one and all in Mr. Crowe's class in Partine National School, a project I suggest they'll remember for many years to come.
Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.